Every summer in July for at least a half dozen years now, two friends of mine and I sit on the porch at Geneva Point while everybody else is rubbing the sleep out of their eyes, and we play guitar softly and have coffee together early in the morning. And it's one of those magic moments that, or perfect moments that Spalding Gray sometimes talks about. So if we get to do it 6 days in a row every summer. One of the people is Gail Morris, the other is her husband, who I refer to as Dastardly Greg. He's not dastardly at all. He's one of my really good friends and a wonderful musician and a wonderful person, Greg Camus. And the only thing I would say is that I've often mispronounced his name and called him Camus. And part of the reason for that is because he is somewhat of an enigma and has a philosophical bent. So I suppose that's why I call him Camus. But it's Greg Camus, and let's have a hand for Greg.
Thank you, John. That was a lot kinder of an introduction than I'd been promised, but thank you. Thank you all the same. It never pays to be on the wrong side of your introducer. Gail mentioned earlier this evening that tomorrow will be a wedding anniversary for us. And she did a lovely song of, thank you. And so I thought I would do something kind of in reply. Skies, my love, to the dark and the empty skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there at my command. First time ever I lay with you and felt your heart beat close to mine, so close to mine. And I thought our joy would fill the world and would last till the end of time, my love, and would last the end of time. Thank you very much.
Wow. You know, every once in a while somebody comes up and covers a song, and what they've done is they've shown that they own it. And Greg owns that song, and what a great song to sing to his wife on the eve of their anniversary.